This is Deacon Ann Shane with the Bible verses that Reverend Henry will be using in his sermon this Sunday, as well as an attempt at an inspirational message. I hope you will listen to Chris Henry's sermon, because he will certainly give a much more educated and inspirational message than I can as the average layperson about these two biblical verses. So the first one is Isaiah 25, verses 6 through 9, and then Luke 14, verse 1, and then verses 7 through 14. And the title of his sermon, just to give you a little background to be thinking of while you're listening to these verses, is called Practicing the Faith, Throw Parties. So the first Bible verse, Isaiah 25, 6 through 9. And the Lord of hosts will prepare a lavish banquet for all peoples on this mountain, a banquet of aged wine, choice pieces with marrow, and refined aged wine. And on this mountain he will swallow up the covering which is over all peoples, even the veil which is stretched over all nations. He will swallow up death for all time, and the Lord God will wipe tears away from all faces, and he will remove the reproach of his people from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken, and it will be said in that day, Behold, this is our God for whom we have waited, that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation. And then from the New Testament, we have Luke chapter 14, verse 1, and then verses 7 through 14. So verse 1, and it came about when he went into the house of one of the leaders of the Pharisees on the Sabbath to eat bread, that they were watching him closely. And he began speaking a parable to the invited guests when he noticed how they had been picking out the places of honor at the table, saying to them, When you are invited by someone to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, lest someone more distinguished than you may have been invited by him, and he who invited you both shall come and say to you, Give place to this man, and then in disgrace you proceed to occupy the last place. But when you are invited, go and recline at the last place, so that when the one who has invited you comes, he may say to you, Friend, move up higher. Then you will have honor in the sight of all who ate at the table with you. And he also went on to say to the one who had invited him, When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and repayment come to you. But when you give a reception, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, since they do not have the means to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. So I guess the few thoughts I take away from this is, for the coming week, always think about pursuing humility and not status, comforting and reaching out to those who may need our help or assistance or support or just a call or an email or a text. And maybe those are people who have lost loved ones. So even though God has been able to defeat death, he still talks about wiping away the tears of the living. Those are the people who are left behind. So maybe we should be thinking of them this week. And then maybe lastly, throw a party. Bring joy and happiness into the world. That's probably right now one of the greatest positive things that we could all do. So I hope you have a wonderful week, and I hope you'll listen to Reverend Henry's sermon to get a much better interpretation of these Bible verses than I have attempted. Praying for you this week. Bye.